March 16, 2003, it's the Lot from Pedro Show.
for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I've tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
Thank you.
from Pedro Show. That was Mr. Nels Klein, lead guitar, along with the Black Gang, myself and Bob Lee. Let's see, May 15th, 1999, almost 4 years ago. It was during the when the bombing of Serbia, which unfortunately Serbia had the Prime Minister assassinated a couple of days ago. Kind of gangster, right? Whatever, maybe he was involved with the cigarette gang. John Petkovic always keeps me hip to all those things. And Stanislav, of course, with the other perspective. Under the internet. You folks know you have to keep up pressure, especially with the broadband, about these gatekeepers. Secretary of State's son, Mike Powell, runs the FCC, and he's trying to loosen up things so they're not so loose. Like these cats are going to, whatever, in control of the nailing and this and that.
Powell's kid got slipped into that slot, huh?
Yeah, so things like MoveOn.org and, you know, the way a lot of people getting it.
Getting the word out.
Word out, yeah, they're going to be limited by these marketing kind of thing. And maybe not just marketing, maybe they've got political agendas too. So got to keep the pressure up, keep the internet as open and freewheeling as it can be. Just watch out, you know, when your communities are gaining, granting access to what are, you know, public access is, but we're allowing people to have licenses. You don't want to give away everything. You don't need gatekeepers.
Yeah, people are having a voice and it's making a little difference in a lot of those decisions that are being made, and it's pissing people off.
Absolutely. We started off with John Coltrane, Your Lady, off of Crescent. No. Live at Birdland. Sorry. I'm a little weak. Some sickness on me, I think. Well, I've been weak. And, not a good way to get ready for a tour, so.
Can't peddle it
very,
out.
Yeah, I've been very conservative. Calm, conking really early. And this thing's got a hold on me, whatever it is. It's weak. So I'm seeing something about it tomorrow. Here's some Minutemen live from 1985. Live from
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin Hoff, Nels Klein Singer's bassist with his own band, Good for Cows. That tune's called Working Class Fashions for the Unemployed. Before that, we had Grandpa's Ghost with the Queen of Crumpled Steel. Before that, Tsunami, he's going to get back together, I hear. Some gigs, although one's going to be a punk rock mommy, so not too many gigs. That's them doing a Minuteman song, Courage. And before that, the Minuteman in August of 85 with King of the Hill, live at GFK in Los Angeles. Live from Pedro Show. Brother Matt, thank you for giving me that Minuteman CD.
A little flashback, eh?
Brother Matt is learning the skill and art of peak. He's getting a leg up on peak so he can edit live things into separate songs for easy indexing rather than one big wailer, which is impossible.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Besides playing the first song. So, a very essential skill that's take them your life.
Getting modern. Yeah. It's a trip because when I worked on the radio for years, I could do that job awesomely. And it's a totally different job now. You don't need tape.
I heard they got software cart machines.
Oh, yeah?
You have to come up on, you know, how you had the carts, right? You have the same thing. You put the little samples or MP3s or whatever in the carts and you load them in with the mouse.
Get your little virtual studio set up.
Yeah, get your,
trippy.
Your thing on. Or you can adapt with the new tools. And I think you'll do fine. That sounded great right there.
Cool.
And I know you got a lot of archive of your own
blue
kinds shift of stuff
to dig through.
Right? And you've been putting together spin cycles on their own dealies. So, you know, this is a skill that's going to come in good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Watt from Pedro Shows, Marsha Ball.
Let's have a party. Shake a leg, shake a leg. Let's get started if you want. move so fast, tend to move so fast. Move a little, maybe ring. I said, shake it up. Move so high, low. Shake it up. Hit so high, low. Baby, baby, gotta go.
Thank you.
from Pedro show, Sunday, March 16, 2003. Come near the end of the first hour. That was Brave Captain with Fucking Sunday. It is a Sunday. From his latest record. What's it called? Advertisements or England, right? So advertisements for myself.
Fuck advertisements.
Yeah, he has a little spiel in the middle about that, right? And of course, it's like light gray on blue. It's impossible to read.
It's like invisible ink.
Advertising is the rattling of a stick inside a swill bucket, Mr. George Orwell. Thank you, Martin Carr. That was great. He is the brave captain. Before that, Africa Talks to You by Sly and the Family Stone, a number of years ago. Great album. Alright, what's it? There's a riot going on.
What's going on? Sly had it going on. Little cowboy get up.
Going on. I think his birthday is this week. 59 or something. Yeah, kind of disappeared. Chemical warfare. Had its way there. Before Sly, Texas Terry and the Stiff Ones doing a cover of Iggy's Shake Appeal. Big news, if I didn't talk about it, is Stooges is going to play again after 27 years at Coachella.
Yeah.
Or 28 years. And they asked me to be bass player, so that's
awesome.
April 27th.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty much mine, though.
Yeah,
we started off with Marsha Ball and Shake a Leg.
Get my tick this afternoon.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands, right? It's
two days worth of...
I think this is the Sunday.
It's supposed to be pretty fun out there
with,
in the desert, too.
Chili Peppers. And Saturday, I think, is Queens. Beastie Boys.
Yeah, Beastie Boys going to be there. Thurston's going to be out there, I think.
Oh, that's right.
And a bunch of electronica folks.
Yeah. I didn't know a lot. Mouse on Moon. I looked at the website, goldenvoice.com has a website talking about all the things. That's okay, you know.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Check out some newage.
Yeah, it's cool having it combined for like crossover, so it's not all like a Kraftwerk type crowd, you know. It's getting like a lot of that stuff really rocks. As you can tell on the spin cycle every Bought from Pedro show.
That's right. Spin cycle heaps up the help in the spin worthy rockiness. And plus, we're going to have that in a few minutes. Hold tight. We're done with hour one, and hour two coming up. March 16, 2003. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
We'll be right back. My favorite sound. la 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 la
la la la
la la la
la la la la
la
la la la la la la la la la my royal wedding souvenir. Before that, we had some live Perubu with Sentimental Journey, right?
Just at UCLA.
Oh, right. David Thomas had a big deal.
Wasco cruised out.
That's why Wasco was here.
Yeah.
And he did Rocket from the Tombs or something?
Yeah.
Which was...
supposed to be pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, that was an old Cleveland band that spawned Perubu and Dead Boys and such. I was up in San Francisco, so I couldn't see it. Well, here we go. Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Cool.
Thank you. 15:20, ya el agua está caliente.
hace mi voz. Yo me dedico a la música desde hace 40 años.
Cada ejercicio se verá reflejado en buenos resultados para su salud y su físico. Fibra. Vamos a empezar con nuestro primer ejercicio de calentamiento. Imitación de marcha, elevación rodillas al frente y balanceando bien esos brazos. Escuchemos el fondo musical. Seguimos con movimiento de brazos. Ejercicio número 7, posición inicial firme. Balanceo de brazos a los costados. Segundo tiempo, brazos arriba. Tercer tiempo, brazos cortados y firme. Y firme. Y firme. ¿Listos? ¿Listos? Bien, 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 bien. Y empezamos.
Everything and we have nothing. And some men do it in churches, and some men do it by tearing butterflies in half. And some men do it in Palm Springs, laying it into butter blondes with Cadillac soles. Cadillacs and butterflies, nothing and everything. The face melting down to the last puff in a cellar in Corpus Christi. There's something for the touts, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. everything and nothing. In the slaughterhouse, it comes running along the ceiling on a hook, and you swing it. One, two, three, and then you've got it. $200 worth of dead meat. Its bones against your bones. Something and nothing. It's always early enough to die, and it's always too late. And the drill of blood in the basin white, it tells you nothing at all. And the grave diggers playing poker over 5 a.m. coffee, waiting for the grass to dismiss the frost. They tell you nothing at all. We have everything, and we have nothing. Days with the glass edges and the impossible stink of river moss, worse than shit. Checkerboard days of moves and counter-moves, fagged interest with as much sense in defeat as in victory. Slow days like mules humping at slagged and sullen and sun-glazed up a road where a madman sits waiting among blue jays and wrens, netted in and sucked a flaky gray. Good days, too, of wine and shouting, fights in alleys, fat legs of women striven around your bowels, buried in moans, the signs in bull rings like diamonds hollering Mother Capri, violets coming out of the ground telling you to forget the dead armies and the loves that robbed you. Days when children say funny and brilliant things, like savages trying to send you a message through their bodies while their bodies are still alive enough to transmit and feel and run up and down without locks and paychecks and ideals and possessions and beetle-like opinions. Days when you can cry all day long in a green room with the door locked. Days when you can laugh at the bread man because his legs are too long. Days of looking at hedges. And nothing and nothing. The days of the bosses. Yellow men with bad breath and big feet. Men who look like frogs, hyenas. Men who walk as if melody had never been invented. Men who think it is intelligent to hire and fire and profit. Men with expensive wives they possess like 60 acres of ground to be drilled or shown off or to be walled away from the incompetent. Men who'd kill you because they're crazy and justify it because it's the law. Men who stand in front of windows 30 feet wide and see nothing. Men with luxury yachts who can sail around the world and yet never get out of their vest pockets. Men like snails, men like eels, men like slugs and not as good. And nothing. Getting your last paycheck at a harbor, at a factory, at a hospital, at an aircraft plant, at a penny arcade, at a barber shop, at a job you didn't want anyway. Income tax, sickness, servility, broken arms, broken heads, all the stuffing come out like an old pillow. We have everything and we have nothing. Some do it well enough for a while and then give way. Fame gets them, or disgust, or age, or lack of proper diet, or ink across the eyes, or children in college, or new cars, or broken backs while skiing in Switzerland, or new politics, or new wives, or just natural change and decay. The man you knew yesterday, hooking for 10 rounds, or drinking for 3 days and 3 nights by the Sawtooth Mountains, now just something under a sheet or a cross or a stone or under an easy delusion. are packing a Bible or a golf bag or a briefcase, how they go, all the ones you thought would never go. Days like this, like your day today. Maybe the rain on the window trying to get through to you. What do you see today? What is it? Where are you? The best days are sometimes the first, sometimes the middle, and even sometimes the last. The vacant lots are not bad. Churches in Europe on postcards are not bad. People in wax museums frozen into their best sterility are not bad. Horrible, but not bad. The cannon, think of the cannon. And toast for breakfast, and coffee hot enough to know your tongue is still there. Three geraniums outside a window, trying to be red and trying to be pink and trying to be geraniums. No wonder sometimes the women cry. No wonder the mules don't want to go up the hill. Are you in a hotel room in Detroit looking for a cigarette? One more good day, a little bit of it. And as the nurses come out of the building after their shift, having had enough, eight nurses with different names and different places to go, walking across the lawn, some of them want cocoa and a paper, some of them want a hot bath, some of them want a man, some of them are hardly thinking at all. Enough and not enough. Arcs and pilgrims, oranges, gutters, ferns, antibodies, boxes of tissue paper. In the most decent sometime sun, there is the soft smoke feeling from urns and the canned sound of old battle planes. And if you go inside and run your finger along the window ledge, you'll find dirt, maybe even earth. And if you look out the window, there will be the day. And as you get older, you'll keep looking, keep looking. Sucking your tongue in a little. Ah, no, maybe. Some do it naturally, some obscenely, everywhere. We'll be right back.
control, the powder, sinister, Irish sea, Biscay, Humber, Portland, Cromarty, or Tyne.
Excuse by saying it's the public of the union, the law. We know. We've been outside the law for 12 months. The law says we must cross the picket line. We didn't cross the picket line.
You don't know how I feel when I'm lying in bed at night wondering where tomorrow's going to come from. And you don't know how it feels when your son tells you to sell his bicycle and pay the electricity bill.
Show. Oops, brother Matt.
Snuck up on me.
Hung up on you there. Sorry about that. That was Chumbawamba with The Good Ship Lifestyle.
Chumbawamba.
Us being a port town, we service many good ship lifestyles, especially on the weekend, right? They're always going in and out. Catalina, Mexico, so.
Big old cruise ships, man, those things are amazing.
Yeah, a lot of chowing, drinking, shit, and pissing. That's what I hear they're about. I've never really been on one. No cats get gigs playing on them. But whatever.
Go for it.
Get sick easy on them, huh?
Yeah, they got their own diseases and stuff.
Yeah.
Breathing the same recycled air.
For Chumbawamba, we had My Flash on You, which is Arthur Lee and Love, live from last May, his Get Out of Jail tour. He was in jail many years before that. That was live at the, I think, Shittin' Factory in Upton, Hollywood. And something I played right after Brother Matt's Spin Cycle was Mr. Charles Bukowski.
Hank.
He was buried here in Pedro with his, that's a version of Love is a Piece of Paper, but that part was cut off. So it started with like something for the touts and the nuns and grocery clerks, this kind of thing. They're actually have it somewhere else. It starts with Love is a Crumpled Up Paper. Crumpled Up Piece of Paper, on and on. Geraniums? You said geraniums?
I think so.
Trying to be pink and red and just geraniums. So
he was rolling good on that one.
Yeah. You can hear him pop the beer at the end.
He sounded a little down, but he had it rolling good.
He gave himself a reward. Okay, end of hour two here. What from Pedro Show, March 16, 2003 edition. Hold tight for hour three. March 16, 2003, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 25 of the fourth tower of Inverness.
Darkness has descended upon the silent hills of Inverness. An owl sits and chuckles from somewhere within the surrounding woods. Jack Flanders has once again returned from the mysterious fourth tower. His clothes were in shreds after his last tedious adventure to the land of the Lotus Jukebox. Now, after bathing and resting, he sits in his room, thinking out loud.
I don't know. It seems with all I've gone through, I understand less and less. Everyone here knows more than they're willing to tell. Yet it's not as though people are afraid to talk. It's more like a conspiracy, I think. But they don't even appear together enough to pull off a good conspiracy. I can never be certain whether someone is actually trying to kill me or whether they're just pretending that they're trying to kill me. Illusion? Reality? Oh, well, I've certainly learned one thing. Always present a moving target.
Jack? Jack?
Oh, come on in, little Frida.
I didn't mean to disturb you, but I sensed you were awake.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, that's all.
You know, I finally asked Meanie about riding her 5-speed Italian pedal master into the dragon's cave.
Yeah, that dragon. That's one piece to the puzzle that just doesn't fit in anywhere.
Meanie said she just hid in one of the side passageways, and the dragon just stomped right on past her.
Yeah, but if that was so...
Then she said she waited until it returned before she rode on out of there.
Well, I guess that does explain how her tire tracks rode over his paw prints.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. Every day I understand less and less.
Here, put on your boots. Let's go for a walk.
No, I'm getting sick of this whole mess. No one will tell me anything. I'm being used totally, and I'm sick of it.
Here, put on your boots.
No, I don't want to put on my boots. The hell with it.
Eek! You almost hit me with that boot.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that sound?
Yep.
Wait, I'll try it again. No, I don't want to put on my boots. The hell with it. Did you hear that? The wall is hollow.
But you know that the walls in Inverness are hollow.
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was a sliding panel that conceals a passageway that leads directly into my bedroom.
Wow, he's Ellie. You're right.
Come on. Let's see where it leads to, little Frida.
Oh, it sure is dark. Maybe I can help.
Good grief. There are beams of light coming out of your eyes.
Yep. You can do lots of things without any pupils in your eyes.
That's incredible. It's like two little flashlights. How do you do it?
I just make my head full of light.
Fantastic.
What? I'll cross my eyes.
Remarkable. You can scan back and forth without moving your head.
I think we're going down into the cellar.
Sure looks that way. In fact, this may lead directly into Dr. Mazzulla's laboratory.
I think you're right.
We've come to a dead end. I think it's locked from the other side.
That's no problem. There are no locks my mind can't open.
Hey, wait a minute. Shine your eyes over here. Thanks. Look, there are steps that go even deeper into the earth.
I've never known of these before.
Well, either we're going to clear up some of the weird things that have been happening around here, or it's just going to be more confusing than ever.
We seem to be going down really deep into the center of the mountain.
Little Frida, do you think that Dr. Mazzulla is connected with this in some way?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you may be right. Hey, it seems to be leveling off here. Let's see. Let's have your eyes again. Wow, take a look at that door.
Looks awful heavy.
Oh, it must be made of cast iron. Oh, it's locked.
I can pick it. Watch. There.
That's fantastic. How do you do that?
I just go into the lock with my mind and check it out and move the right mechanism.
Little Frida, you never cease to amaze me. Well, shall we enter?
After you.
My God, look at the size of this laboratory.
It sure is big, all right.
Hey, there's a cage over here that's big enough to hold a family of elephants.
Or one large dragon.
Or one large dragon. Right.
Jack, look at this old book.
Let me see. Guarded Secrets of the Alchemist. Well, it certainly is old, all right.
There's a bookmark.
So I see. Wait a minute. Look at this chapter where the mark has been placed.
Let me see.
The chapter is entitled, For the Successful Extraction of Dragons Within Ye.
Thank you.
Lot from Pedro Show. Oh, there we go. With some feedback. Sorry, brother Matt.
That
was Eyeshadows with So What. For that fun pig from Urinals Demo 9080 EP. Bad Shit Live to Porno for Pyros before that. And, what was that? 1996, Bogart, Cincinnati. Bitch. No bass, though. Crummy ass mix. I remember that gig. Listen. Yeah, putting on them dresses.
Yeah, I just remember at those gigs.
Somebody told me something. I think it was Iggy's manager. He's telling me about this gig. Ready for 27 to Coachella, and he said, I'm telling him, he's talking to me, and I said, you know, whatever, this is my band, you know, and I'm here to help people out and whatever I can do. And he goes, yeah. And I said, yeah. He goes, well, how about wearing a t-shirt instead of flannel? It's too hot for flannels. Whatever. And I go to him, look, I wore a dress for Perry. I don't mind wearing a t-shirt for you. Maybe it's for you. I don't know.
That guy have anything funky on it, huh?
I'm wearing my germs one. The big blue circle.
Cool.
But, yeah, it was weird. And anyway, with the dress thing, you know, and Jay asked me to play with Pig. I'm going to help other people out. It's not, doesn't cramp my style to adopt other things for their thing. You know, I got enough of my own where I don't feel so frustrated and put down that I have to, you know, whatever, get all uppity over this. So, you know, I've got a lot of situations where I do exactly what I want because it's my thing. So if somebody asks me to do stuff like that, no problem. The dress thing, I remember a lot of kids who knew my music coming up to me and being kind of upset, you know, why you let them do that to you? And I didn't understand. Perry's very nice about it. He didn't force anything, you know. I just wanted to help him out there. And it's funny, you know, you brought a guy in to dress us. Juan Miguel. And can I tell you about this Perkins? So Perkins, he thought of the purple velvet old style football pants and a chain made out of light bulb, a vest made out of light bulb chains, and a big plastic Viking helmet with big horns and big glass grapes on the ends of the horns.
What a vision.
Yeah, it's quite a vision. Quite a scene. Perk cut his mohawk off. 2 years. So that's enough. So, yeah, dress wasn't that bad. But I had pants. It wasn't totally a dress. A caftan.
Pantaloons.
Well, you know, I had this thing that went down to my knees, but under it was pants. I sweated the whole thing out, you know, in the first song or something.
It's like pirate pants.
I would have rather dug on a better bass sound. All the live tapes I've heard of us playing, man, my bass is like, I was playing the Brown Thunderbird then too, I think. And man, it's so, whew. But,
my memory of Portal shows is chicks all over the stage.
Yeah. They would have cats come from the crowd. Yeah, like there was a guy who was in charge of the clothes. He's a nice man. What's his name? Jason. So, anyway, you'd have him go out and try to find interesting people. And then, yeah, they'd even sort of be the singers 5 minutes before we're going on, and Perry's teaching them the words. We are family. I'm just, hey, baby. You know, it's a very daring pair. Okay, here's something live from another KPFK thing. Couple years before the Minuteman thing. It's Flesh Eaters.
should sail on this new pursuit, because there is new knowledge to be gained and new rights to be won.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Pedro Show. That was Way Beyond Land with Mathematically Impossible. Before that, Scary Chinese Movie by Ricky Lee Jones. Before that, Long Song from Cobra Verde's Jazz. Jazz has this band called Einstein's Secret Orchestra, and that was Yaffe Meets the Meteor Man.
He gets going wild on that theremin, man.
He goes wild. John Petkovich says he's way into the single scene now. Or swinger or whatever. Older people.
Swapping?
Yeah, swapping.
Brown Chad.
I don't know. That's why he hasn't been on the last few tours, John said. He's just too caught up in that life. Good luck, Chad. Meet My Family Doctor. No, no. Twisting Wires by Gene Moore. Thurston Moore's brother on Thurston's label, Static Beast. Gene Moore has a record called Twisting Wires, and that was the title track. We start off the set with Meet My Family Doctor, Flesh Eaters, 1982, live, KPFK. Yeah, coming on the end now of this show. I know I didn't have a lot of spiel. This show, I'm kind of feeling beat down a little bit, whole bunch, subdued, so I apologize. I hope the tunage can make up. Brother Matt, you had a great spin cycle.
Ooh, yeah, a little according south of the border.
Fuel, yep, a lot of Latin talk. It's great.
Thanks.
And hopefully I'll be more peppier, you know, or just more myself. Unless this beat down with this bugs on me. We had a lot of rain yesterday.
Yeah, it poured all day.
Today. It poured. For Cali, it poured.
That's good.
Yeah. Town needed it. I think, like, really the only second or third rain of the whole year. If you think about it. So, we're grateful. My last gig for this tour is next Saturday. Benefit for a skate park here in Pedro, Channel Street.
Good.
Skate park these cats made, and we're going to do a gig in Long Beach for them.
That's a trip. We got to go to Long Beach to do the benefit for Pedro.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Enough spots.
It's disgusting. We're going to make do. Can't stop the kids from skating. And first time we had a pad here, so that's good.
Yeah. Those pirate style ones, like down at the bottom western, big plywood half pipe.
Yeah, we have some of that. They'd last a little bit. Okay, March 16, 2003, version Watt from Pedro Show finishing up now. So, everybody, keep the powder dry.